Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right. Some people are still dreaming. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, August the 23rd of 2016. And the time is 12 noon, a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to drop a piece of information in your lap. We are wrapping up a series entitled The Family, getting ready to start a new series entitled Finances, underlining for that word finances is Cleronomics. Now, what that is the household management of the soul. What that is what you are designed and gifted by God to do. What that is how to figure out what you want to do with your life. Everybody on this planet is here for the purpose of the fulfillment of a vision. So this vision, you are meant to work it out in practical terms, meaning you're put down on this earth. You're here to walk out a mental picture in your head. The problem is that mental picture is cloudy or clouded, so to speak. And so how do you figure out, my brothers and sisters, what you're supposed to do? I mean, at the end of the day, man, people ask me all the time, purpose. How do you find purpose? What is it? Everybody can say, well, you're supposed to do this and supposed to do that. Let me make sure that we're crystal clear. We are all doing things on this earth. We are all just busy. But are you effective? Like, but how do you find out exactly? How do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt this is what I'm supposed to be doing? As I've said on many shows, I talk about Proverbs 18:16. It makes a powerful statement that reveals the answer. A man's gift makes room for him. So what you are designed to be and what you are designed to do makes room for you. So God has put a gift and he put a talent inside of every person on the planet. But fear keeps you from operating in that talent. So we have to find out something that overrides fear, and that is your gift. So the way that you know that what you are designed to do is the thing that you're willing to do despite your fear. So I had a lot of fear of public speaking. I had a lot of fear because I was functionally illiterate. I had a lot of fear. But all that fear, for some reason or another, it couldn't stop me. I just had to. Every day I wake up, if you go to a job and you got a family, you are involved in your church, you hang out with your friends, but every second of your free time, you do this. You can't wait to get some alone time so that way you can study. You see, my brother, your gift makes, it doesn't ask, It doesn't suggest. It makes a way for you in life. So it is, again, the process of exercising this gift that you will find real fulfillment, that you find real purpose, that you find real contentment. It has nothing to do with money. Money comes after you believe in what you're doing. People pay money to people who appear to be confident, people who know where they're going. I don't care if you know where you're going. You just have to be able to convince other people that you know where you're going. So how do you know? The best way, obviously, to do that is for you to actually know where you're going. That's the best way to do it. But sometimes you got to have faith. Sometimes you have to act as if until you get there. So you got to sell your dream to yourself first before you can sell it to anybody else. How do you do that? Believe it. See, it's interesting to note that the Bible does not say that a man's education makes room for him. But the Bible says that the man's gift makes room for him. So why do we push education? Why do we say about to get education, get an education, get an education, get an education? Now, don't get me wrong. Getting an education is great. Trust me. There's nothing like having a good education. But that doesn't tell you exactly. How do you figure out what you want? You know, the hardest thing for me that I had to do, because I like a lot of stuff, the hardest thing was for me to figure out what I want, not what I need, not what I was designed for. What do I want? Because the Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. So that was a great book called Enough is Enough. In that book, it talks about how we just go from one thing to another thing because we don't know what we want. See, the way that you know what you want is because what you want provides what you need. What you want provides what you need, meaning what you want provides you with your motivated abilities payment or payoff. Everybody has a payoff. Now, the problem is you don't know it. Most people don't know it. Most people I talk to are just like me. I've been doing something all my life, and that was a motivated abilities pattern. And so I found out that that was a pattern. I was doing stuff for attention. So my payment was attention. But the reason why I wanted attention is the smoking gun. So your payoff might be attention like me. Your payoff might be to be heard. Your payoff might be to help others. You just, you know, it just does something for you. Your payoff, your payment, the reason that you do it. This is so important because there is a central motivating factor. This is the motivated abilities payoff. This payment is what you do everything for. Everybody has a ability. Some people's ability is, my ability is research. Maybe your ability is learning. Maybe your ability is investigating. Maybe your ability is evaluating. Maybe your ability is conceptualizing. Maybe your ability is organizing. Maybe your ability is planning. Maybe your ability is development. Maybe your ability is like me, truthologist, research. I love research. Maybe, you know, your ability means that you can assimilate, you can determine, you can prepare, you can create. Maybe you have, again, an ability to influence others. Maybe you have the ability to oversee. Maybe you have the ability to perform. You can act, you can dance, you can skip, you can jump. Maybe you got the ability to be a 22 or the life path number 4. You can build, you can create, you can assemble. You like working with your hands. But you have an ability. Number one, find that ability. Now, once you find that ability, me, I have the ability. How do I get it? I have no clue. Stuff comes to me. I don't come to it. I put an idea in my head, and it comes to me. That is what you have, brother. So when you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life, what comes easy to you? For Asia. And Sister Asia draws people to her. She don't do nothing. She just shows up, and people like her. Sister, like David Robinson, I remember we went to the movies last week, and we were sitting in the movie theater. Tim Duncan walks in. Now, Tim Duncan, for those who don't know, you might want to Google him again. He just retired. One of, to me, the best power forward to ever play the game of basketball. He walks into a movie theater with the general public in shorts and flip-flops, just like a regular dude. Tim Duncan is probably the most humble. He hates limelight. And I was afraid somebody was going to say, hey, Tim Duncan. And thankfully, everybody did the same thing I did. It was like they saw that this man wanted to be left alone because he gets attention and he don't want it. So Tim Duncan's payoff is not attention. If that would have been me, I'd have walked in with my T-shirt on. I probably had my Spurs uniform on. I would have walked in with a fanfare. I have an entourage. I have lifeguards. I have a big sign that says, I am the best power forward that ever played the game. Why? That is my payoff. Obviously, it's not Tim Duncan's payoff. He didn't want no attention. He walked in with his head down, tried to sneak into the movie theater where nobody could see him. Payoff is totally different. So the first thing you got to understand is yourself. So let me ask you the question again. What innate power that you have? It's not something that you learn. Forget education, man. Forget education. Education has nothing to do with purpose. You can, some people can memorize shiznits. They just memorize. They got photographic memory. That means, brothers and sisters, if you got that, you have the ability, again, to be somebody that is very gifted in the area of learning. That is your ability, learning. I was talking with Sister Tammy. Her ability is organizing. She has the ability to conceptualize. She can picture. She can imagine. She can theorize. She can dream. She can figure out. She can interpret. And she can put it into an interpretable structure that is systematic and it is classified in a way by which others can understand. That is an ability. I can't do it. I've been trying to get organized all my life. It doesn't come easy. I can do it, but what comes easy for me? Research. Man, you can drop me off. All I need is give me, I remember back in the day I had a card catalog. You guys remember you used to go to the library, you had to look up stuff in the card catalog? I would go to the card catalog before the internet. I know I'm predating myself. You youngsters, like Brother CJ, you don't know nothing about the card catalog, homie. But card catalogs before we had the internet, you would have to go to the library and look up books and check them out. Define subject. Do you know what the internet did for me? I don't know if y'all understand. This is why I don't sleep at night. The freaking internet. Why? It is, I'm a kid in a candy store. I'm like a running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I was up last night till 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Jumped up this morning on the internet. Jumped up this morning, 7 o'clock, dropped my daughter off to school. I'm on the internet all day. My wife is like, dude, you married to the internet. I love the internet. Why? Information's there. I can't even explain it. I don't know what it, I can't even put it into words. So what do I do with my life? What am I do with all this information I'm getting? Well, I'm going to share it with people like you. So that's my subject. In other words, I'm sorry, that's my ability. So now that I have an ability, mine is research. What's yours? Find your ability. It's innate. Everybody got it, man. If you really, honestly, seriously don't know what your ability is, now, we're all superheroes. Let me say that again. We are all superheroes. So when you go watch the movie Thor, when you go watch the movie Batman, Spider-Man, when you go by watch the Avengers, when you go watch Iron Man, that's you. But you don't think that your ability is supernatural. What I do is supernatural. People, I can go to the bookstore right now, and the book will jump off the shelf, tackle me, and says, buy me. I don't know if y'all understand how powerful my gift is. I just finally learned, because everybody told me that my gift ain't worth shiznits. And I believe them. So people are going to tell you, oh, just because you can organize stuff. I'm pretty sure Sister Tammy growing up was probably color-coding stuff. She probably had a graph on the wall, you know, all this stuff. I'm sure Sister Asia was a magnet when she was a little girl growing up for, you know, for men and women. She don't know why. She was, people are drawn to her personality. She's like a cosmic mother. I'm sure Brother CJ was out, you know, when he, you know, once he got past beating up people to the point where he's like start loving people because, again, he has the ability to uplift. Now, remember, the dark side of giftedness, if you can uplift somebody, you can tear down somebody. So for Brother CJ, his ability. He's a superhero. He can put a cape on and put a big M for motivator on his chest because he used to tear people down verbally. Now he can build people up verbally. So what's your gift, brother? What is your ability? That's what you are to do. Your ability was given to you for a reason, to produce. But that ability now must be married to a subject. This is where everybody gets lost. So you got an ability. I got the ability to put a bunch of information together. That means nothing. If I don't have a subject, now this subject could be abstract. This subject could be things. This subject could be data. In my case, it could be sensory stuff, pictures. It could be people. It could be biology or organism. It could be mechanisms. It could be systems or technology. My subject is not computer science. I don't give a rip about no computers. I don't know how to program. I don't know COBOL. I don't know about computer language. Maybe yours is, however. Your subject, something about technology just is like, poof, it just turns you on, man. Your eyes light up, stay up late, and you get up early for this subject. Maybe your subject is biology. I love me some biology. I love science, but that's not it. That's close. This is how the devil tricks you. See, I went into school for pre-med because I love biology. Thankfully, I got hit in the head because I almost got tricked because of biology. I'm not a biologist. I'm a spiritualologist. But I came close because it involves biology. But organisms is not my subject. It's something that I like, but it's not something that I love. People, I love people. I love helping people. But people, again, it's a trick. It's close, but I'm not willing to die for people, but I'm willing to die for my subject. Your subject, you believe in so much, you'll take a bullet for it. So let me ask you the question again. Are we talking about how to figure out what you want to do with your life? I'm willing to take a bullet for this. What is it? True. I will stand before God. I'll stand before the president. I'll stand before Idi Amin. I'll stand before anybody. I'm willing to die for the truth. I don't know about you. Your subject, that's my subject. What's yours? I'm willing to die for truth in everything. Truth in the area of wealth. Truth. I hate lies. Man, you want to see me get pissed off? Come to me with some bullshit, isn't it? Because I've been fed bull all my life. I walk through it. I'll take a bullet for it right now. I hate error. So my subject is really data. My subject is details. My subject is information. My subject is logic. My subject is currency. My subject is phonics. My subject is numbers. Why do you think I do numerology? Why did I get into it? My subject is language. My subject is words. This is all of the things that make up informing or information. So my subject, I'm an infoologist. I'm an infopreneur. So the internet is full of what? Information. Why do you think I love the internet? That's my subject. What's yours? Is your subject abstract art, meaning knowledge, value, theory, policy, thoughts, intuition, spirituality? That's consciousness. Some people love, I love consciousness, but my consciousness has to be backed up with data. I love data. I love science. I love proving abstract art. I love proving consciousness. So I have the Christ consciousness, metaphysical. That's why I have the word metaphysical, because that means I'm going to take physical stuff to prove spiritual stuff. I'm going to take spiritual stuff to prove physical stuff. I'm married to both. So my subject, my ability, research. My subject, again, science and spirituality, a.k.a. data. I love data. Do you love people? Now, I love people, but I'm not willing to die for people. But you know what? I'm willing to die for the things that's been taught to people, because people have been lied to, because I was lied to. That's why I've been in love with data. Because God designed me in a way that I find details. I spend time counseling and helping people with the details of their life, but I use data. And I use science, I use biology, I use technology, I use all of the other subjects to support my subject. Let me say that again. You have an ability. Now, to find the subject, you will use all of the other subjects to point to your subject. So I use abstract thought. I use knowledge. I use things. I use manuals. I use policies. I use materials. I use, you know, machines. Those are things. Then I use, again, pictures. I use my emotions. I use my feelings. That sensory organs, sensory stuff, my five senses. Then I use people. I use groups. I use individuals. I use society. I use Reverend Dr. Bishops. I use my relationships. That's people. Then I use biology or organisms. I use animals. I use plants. I use science. I use disease. I use wellness. I use technology. I use techniques. I use computers. I use all of the technology to serve. All of the other subjects are used for me to support my subject that I'm willing to die for. I am willing to die for data, information. I love information. Why? Information for me gives me a foundation that I didn't have. Spirituality to me is mystical, meaning I can't prove it. There is a God. Really? Have you seen him? I ain't seen him. Have you seen him? If you've seen him, call me, please. 210-290-5927. I have not seen God. The Bible says, why do you hate your brother who you see every day, but you claim you love me who you have not seen? Bible says, if you have an art with your brother, leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother and repent or ask for forgiveness, and then come back and pray. So you spending all your time praying to an invisible God? Now, is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. I just need some facts. I'm doubting Thomas. I'm sorry. I was designed that way. As a researchologist, we need proof. So I got biological proof of God. I got, again, zodiacal or theology or astrophysics or astrotheology to prove God. So I got science. I need that. For you, for other people, they don't need that because they're not designed. So, again, let's go back. How to figure out what you want to do with your life? Number one, find your ability. You got an ability. You are a superhero. You are created. Your ability now has a subject. This subject, man, people start talking about it, you can talk all day. And the most important thing, what are you willing to die for? But the bigger question than that, what are you willing to live for? I'm willing to live. I could not live if I don't have the ability to research. I'm sorry, put a bullet in my head. I don't want to live on the earth. I don't want to live in a place where there's nothing to research. So I take my ability to research. I need a subject. Now I need an environment by which to do. I need an environment to take my ability along with my subject. And I need a particular place. This is the optimal or the optimal conditions by which I achieve. Some people need silence. They need to be alone. Some people need a group of people. Some people need, you know, to be out with nature. Some people need to be with family. Some people need recognition. Some people need constant praise. Some people need. There is a particular environment. There is a particular set of circumstances. So let's understand, how do you know what you need? How do you know what you want? You have an ability. This ability uses a subject. This subject, again, grows when it's placed in an environment. And this environment needs a relationship. In order for you to be and to do, you need those four things. Let's look at them again. It's really important. I do this for a living. I talk to people, this is how I solve my problem, because everybody told me when I found my purpose and I did my DNA report, it pissed me off. I got more angry. So I found out that I'm a 6. I'm a 33-6. That means that I have a love. I was like, man, tell me something I don't know. Everything that's in my DNA report, I freaking knew before I wrote the book. So my dear Kinnear, when I got my 500-page report, it made me just 500 times more angry. Why? It told me what I already freaking knew. So tell me something I don't know. So when I got my Dear Kinnear report, probably like you, I read it, and I developed the whole thing. And I thought it was going to solve my problem. It made my problem worse. So then I found out, okay, I love people. I like helping people. But I was like, I don't like people that much. People piss me off sometimes. I want to be alone. I need my time away. So my Dear Kinnear report kind of lied to me. Because I'm a compassionate person, but the environment that I function in, I'm at a computer by myself. I can't function in a bunch of crowd of people. I can't function with a whole bunch of people talking. No, I'm not a socialite. I like to socialize, but when it comes time to get business done, I work by myself. I'm a lone wolf. But if I read my Dear Kinnear report carefully, it says that as well. But my life path number says 6. But my expression number and my soul number reveals that my relationship and my environment that I need to be successful. That's why you got to look at the Dear Kinnear report holistically. There are 4 numbers for it. All 4 numbers represent a circle. You divide the circle into 4 pieces. That's 4 pieces of the pie. All 4 pieces of the puzzle must grow holistically. It's like having a stool with 4 legs. All 4 legs must be the equal in length. So just because you know your life path number, you also need to know your expression number. You also need to know your soul urge number. And so if you don't understand all 4 numbers, you are in deep kimchi. Because you need all 4, not just your life path number. Because those 4 numbers represent who's you are and who you are. That's why we do all 4 numbers. Now, there's a lot more to it. You can get into all of the other aspects of it. I was talking with Brother Rome, and he was breaking down, you know, the expression number, your soul urge number, your personality number, and your life path number. And then he went into the bridge numbers, and then he went into your hidden number and the karmic numbers and all this other good stuff. All of that stuff just helps you to understand you. So in conclusion, let me make sure that you got the 4 things that you need that show you you. And if anybody needs help with that, all you got to do is join me with my 101 Claironomics program. That's the whole purpose of the program. The whole purpose of the program is for you to know exactly. By the end of this 1-year program, everybody will be knowing and doing exactly what they've been designed and gifted by God to do. Why? Because it took me 40 years to figure it out. That's how you know what you're designed to do. What is the problem in your life? When you figure that out, you teach other people how to figure it out. So I figured out how to find my purpose. That's what I do for a living, help other people find theirs. That's my purpose. How did I find out my purpose? I researched myself. I took all of this information, and I found my gift. What is my gift? That's your life path number. My gift is I love people. But there is a underlining, motivating subject that drives me to my payoff. The payoff is the attention that I get when people say, "Doc, man, your show you did really helped me." Bam, that's my payment. Now, I like to take some money, too, because I got to pay my bills. But I love when someone says, "Doc, you did a show that helped me." Man, I say, "Oh, man. You talking about somebody get up and doing some shouting?" Because I'm thinking about, man, how valuable that is. You can't put a price tag on helping another human being, spiritual being. I remember when Brother CJ was telling me, man, I was listening to your show about melanin, and I was actually, you know, on my way to, you know, probably put a bullet in somebody's head. I was angry, and I was getting ready to do something, and I listened to your show, and it helped me. I remember talking to Brother Rome, and he was talking about, man, he, you know, going, you know, with the ego, and he said, man, your show helped me deal with my ego. That is why I do what I do. That's my payment. That's my payoff. So if you don't know why you do what you do, you don't understand the big picture, and the devil is going to talk you out of being you, and you're going to go try to be somebody else. You can't be something. I mean, you can, but you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to be satisfied. How do you figure out what you want to do with your life? You find, you don't ask nobody else because you already know what it is. your ability. You have the innate power to do something. That innate power, you are the only person that has it. You have the ability to perform. You have the ability to oversee. You have the ability to, again, influence. You have the ability to communicate. You have the ability to teach. You have the ability to organize. You have the ability to create. You have the ability to prepare. You have the ability to evaluate or to conceptualize, to determine the outcome. You have the ability to assimilate. There's a lot of people that have the ability to assimilate. I don't have that. You can absorb information like a freaking sponge. You can look at it one time and you got it. Assimilation is a big gift, but you just think that everybody can do it. No, everybody cannot absorb information as fast as you can. Now, your job is to teach us how you absorb it. That's your gift. Your ability, my ability, again, is to research information. For whatever reason, I can find facts that other people can't find. So that's my job. That's why I do these shows. I share my research with you. But I have a particular subject that I research, and what is it? Esoteric information. If you really listen to my shows, all my stuff deals, it doesn't deal with tradition. It deals with esoteric. The word esoteric means hidden. It means it's not easily found. So all of my shows, I mean, if you really look at my shows, Grimoria, what the hell is that? Most of the stuff I post on Facebook that I'm getting ready to do a show about, people be looking at, what is Clarinomics? What is, you know, like I did the show on Numa, on Far, in other words, the other show that I did talking about Clarinomics, which is the Greek word kettles. So I talk about issues, again, that are esoteric. That's my subject matter. So I have the ability to research. The subject that I research is hidden information in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So I am more of an infoologist. I don't really do people. I can do people. My information helps people, but I don't go straight to the person. I got to get the facts first, and then I go to the person. So your subject is either in, like me, data, or your subject is biology. You just like organisms. Or your subject is mechanics. You like mechanical stuff. You like engines. You like computers. You like technology. Or, again, people. Or your subject may be abstract, what I call abstracting, theory, policy, coming up with the way concepts work. You have one of those subjects, concept. You have biology or organism. You have mechanics or technology. You have people. You have senses. You have color. You have emotions. You have psychology, sociology. Or, like me, you have data. You have information. You have logistics. You have reason. You have logic. Those are the subjects. So you got an ability. That ability now is manifested through a particular subject. Now, in order for this ability and this subject, in order for it to grow and manifest, it got to be placed in an environment that is conducive to itself. So you, brothers, this is it. You mean to tell me you're going to take a good seed and put it in bad soil, and you wonder why it don't grow? You got to take a good seed, and you got to put it in a good environment. Most people, they know their ability. They know their subject, but they living in a bad environment. You mean to tell me you got a, your mate calls you out your name, says that you're a worthless piece of meat every day, and you're wondering why you're not successful? Man, you better get your butt up out of there. You're going to die in that environment. You have to put yourself in an environment that is conducive to your health. You have to. You have to. This is paramount. You must put yourself in an environment, brother. You must put yourself in an environment, sister, that is conducive to your growth. So you know what your ability is. You know what your subject is, but you're in an environment, and you refuse to leave them. Oh, you know, this is my husband and my wife. No, if that fool ain't willing to change, assalamu alaikum. You got to, I mean, you got to. It's important. Your environment. Now, you need to put yourself in an environment that's based upon either people, group, or recognition, or praise, or certain conditions, or a certain trigger. Some people like things that trigger. They need that challenge. They need that trigger. They need that competition. I don't need that. Some people need a certain type of praise, certain type of an attention, certain type of recognition. Bing, 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 bing. That's me. I need to be in an environment where somebody say, hey, man, good job. I appreciate you. I love you. I value you. I need that because I didn't get it. So now I need to put myself in an environment where I receive that. Some people need to put themselves in an environment where they are measurable results. It's like taking a test. You need that environment. You need an environment that after you take your ability, you put it inside of a subject, you need an environment where somebody comes along and says, hey, that's a measurable result. We used to have six. Now after you took your ability and your subject, now we got 10 people. That's measurable. Good job. And then your face light up. You need measurable results. I need recognition. I need response. I need an audience. I need awards. I need status. I need image. I need visibility. Some people don't need that. Some people need a group. Some people need a type of participation. They need to be a part of a team, a part of a whole. Some people need, again, a particular type of trigger that says if I do A, I get B. Some people need a particular manipulation. Some people need a particular competitive. They need to compete. Some people need a cause for what they do. Some people actually need emergencies. They go from emergencies, and they like putting out fires. That you have to know what circumstances do you need to live in. What is the optimal environment that you need to be in? Last but not least, everybody needs to be in a relationship. Some people need a relationship that is, unfortunately, spearheaded by somebody else. You need an organizer. You need somebody to initiate it. Because once they start it, bam, you can take it from there. Some people need a relationship where they got a coach, facilitator, somebody needs a trainer. You need to be influenced. Some people need an environment where they have a collaborator, a contributor. You got somebody to pull alongside of you. Some people need an environment that they need management. They need to be micromanaged. They need to have somebody that's accountable to them. Some people need to be in that type of relationship. You need to be in a management relationship. Some people need to be in a relationship, again, where they have somebody to control them. Some people need to be in a relationship that have somebody that influences them. Some people need to be in a relationship where they have somebody that contributes to them. I need the contributor. I need somebody that pull alongside of me and contribute. I don't need nobody to micromanage me. I don't need nobody to intimidate me or to control me. I don't need nobody to influence me or to coach me or to facilitate. I need somebody to pull alongside and be my helpmate to contribute. Know what type of a relationship or relationship that you need. Because your relationship, your environment, your subject, and your abilities are the four things that will tell you this is what you want. Because everybody says, oh, man, I don't know what I want. Okay, let me ask you a question. What's your ability? You don't know what that is? Hey, you need to email me so I can tell you. I can help you. You know what your subject is? You need to call me so I can help you. You don't know what circumstances. You don't know what environment that you need to naturally be in. And you don't know what type of a relationship. So what if I get in a relationship with somebody who is a micromanager? Where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Looking over my shoulders every day. You know how long that relationship is going to last with me? About 5 minutes. Trust me, that I know. For sure. I don't do micromanagement. I need somebody to pull alongside me and say, hey, honey, is there anything I can do to help you? I need that. So I have to get with somebody who can do that. I can't change people. You can't change somebody, man. All that you can do is find know yourself. When you know what you need, you find somebody that can supply it. Don't find somebody that is a micromanager and try to turn them into somebody that is a helpmate. It don't work. That is the number one cause of why people can't figure out what they want to do because they're too busy trying to change somebody else. Your job is to know thyself. No se te sum. No se te sum means to know thyself. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of examining that beam in your own eye? How do you figure out what you want to do with your life? Number one, know what your ability is. Number two, know what subject that lights up your fire. Man, you can't sleep. You can talk about this subject all day, every day, 24/7, 365. Number three, know what environment that you need to be in to grow. Plant yourself. You're not a tree. Thankfully, you can get up and move. You live in the hood. Everybody around you, man, is like a crab in a barrel. The moment you start trying to do something, somebody break into your house, somebody rides by you, threatening you, you living in that, man, move. Get out. Change your environment. And number four, after we got the abilities, then we have the subject, then we got the environment. Number four, and this one is huge, you need to partner with somebody or with an organization that helps you. If you need somebody to hold you accountable and micromanage you, man, get that. If you need somebody, again, to control you, I'm talking to intimidate you, talk to you crazy, because that's the only way you respond, hey, knock yourself out. If you need somebody to coach you, to facilitate you, to train you, hey, I'm your boy. That's what I do for a living. And I'm looking for people that need that. Or you need somebody just to put alongside of you and encourage you. I do that too. Just make sure you know yourself. And don't put yourself in the wrong environment. My brothers and my sisters, again, anybody that wants to be a part of the 101 Clarinomics program, this is what we do. This is what I do. I'm building a group of people that understand these four concepts. And once you master them, you can now share those concepts with others. And it is a worldwide organization through the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. And we're going to certify, we're going to license people, and we're going to change the globe through leverage. Leverage is the leverage that gives us the coverage. And this is what Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly is all about. Brothers and sisters, this changed my life. I hope and pray that it changed yours. It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Jehovah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out.